This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Suzanne Laurent of Portsmouth lost her husband to a sudden illness in early 2015. His death turned her world upside down, and to cope with her feelings, she turned to writing poetry. That poetry is now collected in a book that explores love and loss. It's called Losing Light, A Journey Through Grief. I met with her at her home in Portsmouth to talk about her poetry and the man who inspired it. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
So tell me about your husband. Who was he? What was he like?
Okay, I met him in 1981. I was taking a walk in the public gardens, walking my dog, and we kept crossing paths. And we were both living in Boston at the time. And I sat down on a tree stump, and he walked by and said, "Oh, you look so nice. There was sunset." He said, "I wish I had a camera." And I'm like, "Oh, please." Because I'm a photographer as well as a writer. So he sat down and we just started talking, and I found out he was originally from Paris and he had moved to this country to be near his kids from his first marriage, and got talking and went out to dinner, and we were together ever since. So we married in 1985, and we were married almost 30 years when he died.
And how did he die?
Okay, so he died from complications of a broken arm, unfortunate series of events. He had early Parkinson's, so he broke his right arm, and he was in rehab to try to get his balance back because he couldn't really use a cane too well with his right arm. And he developed pneumonia, went back to the hospital on a Friday, and that Sunday morning he had a pulmonary embolism from the broken arm, and that's how he died. It was sudden.
Was there a moment you decided you wanted to start writing about this?
No, it just came to me. I've always written poetry since I was little, just a way of expressing myself. And I started writing just about 6 weeks after he died. The poems just flew out of me. I would write them in 5 minutes and just keep putting them down, and a lot of people said to me, "Why don't you put them in a book and put some of your photographs with them?" And that's what I did.
There was a moment in this book where you go back to France without him. What was it like going back to your husband's native country without him?
Actually, I went there to try to find him because those were some really good memories I had. And I went with my son. And I felt I just couldn't find him. And it was really hard. Like, we went to Paris. I had a lot of good memories in Paris. Things changed. The climate changed there. It was not the same Paris that I remembered. And then we went to the south of France, where I had great memories, in the little town where his sister still lives. And the little town where I had really, really sweet memories was all shuttered up. The mayor of the town is more focusing on little strip malls outside of the town and the tourist industry that's near the beaches building hotels. And the little town's just all shuttered up. And so the last poem in that chapter is called Chasing Shadows. And at the end, I said, "I came to this place to heal the elusive pain that never quite surfaced since you left. I carry it back home."
What do you think you've learned about grief in the past couple of years?
That there's no order to it. It comes and goes. You know, people think that you're supposed to have a process of grieving, but everyone grieves differently. And I think it's harder now. It's kind of settled in. That it's real. I think when people first die, you're so busy putting everything in order and getting things done. And I also had to do things with the French consulate because, you know, he was a French citizen too. And there was just a lot of stuff to do. And even though they say you shouldn't do anything drastic, I did move 4 months later to where I'm living now. And I think I put grief on hold. And it's what I would tell people is There is no process. You just need to feel your emotions and go through it. Just, if you feel like crying, cry. If you can't, or you just feel like you're not really grieving, it's okay too. I mean, everybody's different.
Well, Suzanne, thank you very much for letting me into your home and allowing us to have this conversation about your book.
Thank you.
That's Suzanne Laurent. She's the author of the new collection of poetry, Losing Light, A Journey Through Grief. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Suzanne's bookshelf at our website, nhpr.org. If you've been reading a good book, tell us about it. Your fellow fans of the bookshelf from NHPR are always looking for new and exciting pieces of literature, so let us know your recommendation. Send it by email, books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at @NHPRBookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.